If you're looking for business advice, everyone's got an opinion, an angle, a surefire five-step plan. But if you want to know whether any of it actually makes sense for your business, who do you turn to? Work with a banker who understands your business goals and how a strong banking relationship can help you achieve them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
People say we're made up. Tall tales. Myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real, and it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? Recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
Before she became an autism advocate and mom of four, Shaletta Brundage was an Emmy Award-winning comedian. Need something to put a smile in your face? Laughing with Letta is sure to tickle your funny bone. Check it out, but pee first and make sure you ain't drinking nothing when Shaletta's on a roll. That way you won't have anything to clean up when the podcast is over.
Baby, I love new stuff, and we got some new stuff coming. That's right, it's coming. The Metro Blue Line extension is coming. Now, we've seen, y'all, how that light rail has worked in the Twin Cities with the existing Blue Line and the Green Line. New development has come all along the corridor with a lot of great public transportation to take people to jobs, to the doctors, to shopping, and to church. And now it's our turn. Baby, when that Blue Line extension is done, we will have 13 miles of new track connecting North Minneapolis to the Northwest suburbs and the rest of the system. There's so much at stake with this project, y'all. I can't talk about that enough. And I'm not the expert. Now, I've gone to the meetings. I've read the information. But I like to talk to people who can give me an inside scoop, because I'm going to tell y'all what y'all know. But I want them to tell y'all what they know. So joining me today for an update is a longtime community leader. I am so honored that she is here with me today. She is a force. She is a leader, a servant leader. She has made so many sacrifices to make sure that our community is included when it comes to infrastructure, when it comes to rail, when it comes to access and services. And so I want to make sure that as she is in there fighting for us, that we are using everything we have to fight for her. And that's why she is here today, because I'm using my platform and these podcasts to give her a voice so that she can talk directly to you. Y'all know and love her as much as I do. She is the vice chair of Metropolitan Council. Reva Chambliss is joining me. Thank you so much, Reva, for being here.
Oh, you're welcome, Shaletta. What a nice introduction. I think you've captured very well a part of my journey to support communities and make sure that they are included and that they have someone representing their voice.
Now, Ms. Reva, you represent District 2. That includes your hometown of Brooklyn Park. In your work on the Met Council, you have stood in support of the Metro Blue Line extension. Now, this is a big question, and we could spend the rest of our time together answering it. But can you tell me why you have come to be such a big backer of this billion-dollar light rail project? Just a few of the reasons.
Well, thank you. You know, there are several reasons why I support the Blue Line extension. One of the main reasons is that there's a lot of opportunity that comes with a big transportation and infrastructure project. And in the past, many of our communities, those who have been underserved and underrepresented, and particularly the historical African American community, have been excluded from the benefits of big projects like transportation, freeways, and light rail projects. I want to make sure that we can maximize benefits on behalf of the communities that they're intending to serve. Our corridor for the Blue Line Extension is one of those corridors that has the least amount of car resources and are most dependent on public transportation to get around. And it also comes through and near communities where they have the largest concentrations of poverty, which closely align with race. I want to make sure that I can be a resource to help people navigate, get access to information and resources so they can be a part of opportunities for prosperity that we may not see until another generation.
Yeah, and we all know in the past, big infrastructure projects came through and tore up some neighborhoods and bypassed them, or just bypassed them entirely. And we had to sit back and watch other neighborhoods get these billion-dollar projects while we were still struggling to get back and forth to work, back and forth to the doctor, back and forth to school. How do we know if this process is different this time? How is our community being engaged? Because one of the things that happens, Ms. Reba, you know this as well as I do, is people bring stuff in our community and we don't even want it. They bring us what they think we want to have. They don't listen to us. They say, here you go. And a lot of times they have not even done the work to engage us, to talk to us, to find out what we really want or need. They did their studies, did what they wanted to do, gave it to us, and forced us to use it, and then be bad when it don't work.
Yeah. Policymakers have acknowledged that the way that these big projects were built in the past were not as inclusive as they should have been.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing things differently this time by making sure that we get the voice of various communities. The engagement has been very extensive throughout the entire process. And we also have an anti-displacement work group, which met for the last year and provided recommendations on how we can do this better and what their expectations for getting benefits and protection from some of the disruptions that can come with a large construction project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because one of the things, Ms. Reba, is change is disruptive, whether it is good change or bad change. I tell this to people all the time. You know, my kids have autism. We were living in Houston with my family and we were happy. I was working. My husband was working. My mama was down the street. She was retired. We ain't had no problems. I had a free babysitter and family. And when I had to leave so that these kids could get a better education, even though that was the best decision, that was disruptive. I had to leave my mama. I had to leave my family. I had to leave my support system. But now my kids are thriving. They have tested off the spectrum. If I had been in Texas with my mom and them and stayed where I was, they would still not be talking. They would still not be potty trained. I go back now, Ms. Reba, and, there are kids who were in their therapy groups and them kids still in Pampers, and it breaks my heart. And I knew I had to do it, but it was disruptive. And so I tell people all the time, Ms. Reba, when you start talking about change, that even good change is disruptive for a little while. But when you can see afar out and see the progress is going to be made, you'll say, I'm going to bite the bullet because I know something better is coming down the line.
Yeah, something better is coming down the line. And we can be a part of making that something better. I think I'm a positive person who is optimistic about looking at what's in front of us and maximizing the opportunities based on what's in front of us. If we have a light rail project and there's not a lot of activity, not a lot of excitement, not a lot of anything, then we should be concerned, especially if we know that there's been a lot of benefits for other parts of the light rail Blue Line Extension, which is a part of the Blue Line. And we want to make sure that that Blue Line extends all the way from Minneapolis through Robbinsdale, Crystal, and up until Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. So that the services and the benefits of transportation that's going to be with us for a long time and the route is complete. And so this Blue Line extension will complete the route for the Blue Line and extending all the way into Brooklyn Park.
And I need to find out, because everybody's saying what's next. You know, they're like, why y'all talking about it? It ain't going to happen for a long time. But, you know, the light rail doesn't just pop up. You know, it's a process. It's a long process. And you know, what's coming up next? How are we moving forward in 2024?
Yeah, so we do have a timeline that is available online at Metro Blue Line EXT. And right now, we're at the year and a half point in terms of our timeline, where we're doing environmental reviews. This summer into the fall, we'll be talking to our cities to get them to weigh in on their consent of this project. And then we'll be going into station area planning and then developing, looking at how construction plans would come together, where the stations would be. And then in 3 to 4 years, we're looking at, you know, actually starting construction by 2028, if mm-hmm. we get the approval from our cities along the corridor. And many of those cities are waiting for their opportunities as well to have better transportation, bustling businesses that thrive, as well as housing opportunities and jobs for community members, and for the businesses that are looking for employees.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. It's about access. You can't get a job at the airport if you can't get there. You can't get a job at the Mall of America if you can't get there. And, you know, this is so much access to wealth. Everybody's talking about building generational wealth, building generational wealth. Well, we got to build this Blue Line extension first, because these young people in North Minneapolis, I go to church there. So I'm there 3 days a week, sometimes more than that. And, you know, spend a lot of time there doing, you know, a community service and, you know, just kind of reaching back and trying to help and give and make a difference. And I remember one night, Miss Reva, we were giving out hams for Easter, and I had Javi agreed to bring a big giant truck, right, and give away these hams. And people came, and it got late, and it was dark, and I realized I was out of gas. And so I said, well, I'm going to just ride around. I'll find a gas station. I didn't find no gas station. Also, what I didn't find was hope. I rode and rode and rode. I didn't see a Starbucks. I didn't see a grocery store. I didn't see a fast food restaurant. And I was thinking, now, where are these kids going to find their first job? Where are they going to find opportunity? Where are they going to find a chance to learn how to be an employee? Where they gonna find a mentor, you know? And so until we start building the community back up, they can hop on this Blue Line extension and go to the Mall of America and work. You know, if they're graduating from high school and they don't want to go to college, they can hop on that Blue Line extension to go to the airport to work. You know, it's so much more that we can do with this line, especially when we start talking about for the future. The kid who's 12 years old now when they're 16, the kid who's 13 years old now when they're, you know, 18 years old, you know, they'll have more opportunities than we have now in that community.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of transit-oriented development within 6 blocks on each side of the line, mm-hmm. east and west. So those are big opportunities. We found that there tend to be more jobs around the big commercial districts, and those commercial districts tend to be where the light rail is going to be located. In addition, we'll be able to support transportation getting to the Blue Line extension, where many of the cities north of Minneapolis don't have access to very good transportation. With this Blue Line project, they will have access to good transportation, whether they want to get to a job or a grocery store or to their church. And so we're expecting those travel services to improve.
Well, I just thank you so much for coming on this show, for helping us to understand what is coming up next. What a pleasure to get this update from you today. And we're going to stay in touch because I know that you are working very closely with this and other projects that impact our community. And I don't know if anybody's told you lately. I don't know if anybody said it, but I need to thank you. I need to thank you for fighting for us when nobody's watching. I need to thank you that when you are in the room and those doors are closed, that you are speaking up for us. And I know it is a thankless job because when you come out, we ain't never satisfied. We fussing and fighting and we cutting up. So you got to fight on the inside and you fighting on the outside, Ms. Reba. I don't know why you ain't just quit already, but you won't give up. And I just so appreciate all your hard work and the heart and the love that you have for us as a community.
Well, thank you so much for your recognition, Gerletta. My goal and the reason why I do sacrifice is because I want to utilize my skills and my abilities to leave a legacy for the Twin Cities area. And that's why I work as hard as I do, both at the executive tables, when no one is watching, and also out in the public. I want to be a resource, and I appreciate the time talking to you.
Well, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being here, and you have a wonderful rest of the week.
You too. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you. And thank y'all for being here on the show. I have to tell you, make sure you go to that website, stay updated, and we're going to keep updating you here because we like to laugh and joke, but we don't play about our people. We'll see you next week.
That girl is crazy in a good way. To check out previous episodes, log on to her website, SheLettaMakesMeLaugh.com. You can also check out where she's appearing next and score cool merch.
Hi, I'm Sheletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025. Making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Sheletta makes you laugh. But did you know Sheletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Sheletta Brundage founded Sheletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShelettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShelettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
If you're planning to spend time with someone who is older or at higher risk for COVID-19, consider wearing a mask during your visit and taking a self-test first. It's possible to spread the virus to others starting a couple days before you have any symptoms, or even if you never show any symptoms. People at higher risk include those over the age of 50, people with weakened immune systems, or those with chronic medical conditions like heart, lung, or kidney disease. People who were pregnant or were recently pregnant are also at higher risk.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2 and 4 year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips, and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and then we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.